بقى بعد الجاي لما اتعمل الجمارة قال لربونن هياسو ايساي ماي اوغدلاي البطاشتز According to Issi ben Yehuda, we had learned that the Oisai is coming to tell us, but Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai only the Dvorim Hatluyim Begufay Shalkom. According to the Rabbonon, Oisai is Lav Davke. Therefore we need Limudim to be Memayit other Halachas which are not Begufay Shalkom. The Gemara asked the Rabbonon, "How Yasu Oisai my Ovdilei mi Boilei Shein Shechten as a Pesach al Yochid? Kama de'ef shel Adurei Mahadrin." The Rashi says, "Shein the Rabbonon domi Oisai lav davke l'may ichtes Shein Shechten Pesach Sheini al Yochid shenichtol shenitcholot." A yachid that was nitche to a Pesach Sheini, we don't check the Kolben Pesach. Lahochi kosev yasu loshin rab. Therefore, that is why it says yasu loshin rab. The kamo de efshel adure acher tomech aveire lamneise ime madrina. That if one is able to get another tomei, that there should be two vimahadu. Ki goin letamei echot b'sheret. But it seems if we have one person that is nitche, it is erev Pesach, so in order to make sure that there will be a rabbin by Pesach Sheni, it should be Yasu, so therefore he should be metame, kigein letame echad b'sherev. Va'aydi d'chsiv Yasu, so since it says, it should have said kechel chukas ha-Pesach, then it has to say Yasu, that Pesach Sheni is only when there's Yasu. If Tzivoi say, the Afal Gav, the Tziv, the Reish, so the male, that's why it says the Oisai. The Oisai was written because of the Yas. Really, there's no Yuchadike reason why the Oisai to be written, it's written off the Yas. The Afal Gav, the Tziv, the Reish, Yasu Oisai. So Rashi, yes, the same Yasu Oisai we have in the beginning. The Pasuk says, בחידש השני בעבוס היום בין ארבעים יעשו אויסה ומאסו סברירים יחלו and it says להישיר ממנו עד בויקה ועצם לא ישפרו בויקה כל חוקס הפסח יעשו אויסה it says already יעשו אויסה אילוי קוס ויזים נחית אבא מין אורחי דקרו I would think that the first יעשו אויסה doesn't tell us anything it is a din מהדרינן אחר and it shouldn't be done על ידי יוחד We mentioned yesterday the Rishash's Ma'ir and Rashi that Rashi the Gemara asked the Kashi what do you do with the Oisai? So the Gemara answers you need the Oisai to tell us and Sheikh and Allah Yochid. So the Rishash is of a Kelso the Oisai is very good. Yasu Oisai. You have one carbon and you need two Menuyim on it. So the Oisai is very good. So therefore the Rishash wants to say in Rashi that Rashi holds but Memison there's no such halacha. Not that halacha is that Ein Sheikh the Noitz Ela Yochid like we had before according to Rav Yehuda cannot check the Kolben Pesach for one person. Here this halacha is that the Pesach Sheni cannot be geshochten, the whole Havos Pesach Sheni cannot be geshochten. There's only one person bringing a Pesach Sheni. If there are two people bringing a Pesach Sheni, so then each one can bring his own coat. This is a Psabazundara Aloche, that the Pesach Sheni, the Havos HaPesach should be Al Yidei two Mevim. But Be'emison, each one can bring his own coat. So therefore it's only necessary to say Yasu, the Oisai is not necessary. That's what Rashi says. And he's more the lotion of Rashi Defshaladuri Akatomi Khavera Lahamdoise Imo is not mashma like that. Raista is in the same Kolben Gufe, you need that there should be two minuyim. Then there's another ha'ore that the Rishash asks, and the Chazanish also asks the ta'ore. There's a very interesting lotion.
The Gemara says Mahadrinon. Now Mahadrinon means that L'chadchila, you're Mahadr, that there should be more than one. The Chazenish explains the Makar of Mahadrinon is because the Pasuk says Ish, Ish, Ashi, Atomi, L'nofesh. So it seems that Ish is Nitra, L'Pesach, Sheni, Vaista is one Ish is enough. Ish, Ish is Nitra, L'Pesach, Sheni. He brings the Pesach Sheni, right? This is the way Yochid is enough. So this Pasuk, Yasu is Alechatchila Dikedin. Alechatchila, one should be Mahada, there should be more than one. But this is Alechatchila Dikedin. That's one enough. But what does Rashi say? How are we Mahada? So Rashi says, well, Mahada, if this person was the only Tommy around in the Tzera Pesach, so we have to bring a Muda Dikedin Pesach Sheni, so his Metame is someone else B'Sheret. Fregt doch als ein Nisch in der Rishash, first of all, the Dvar Shmuel says, if you metame someone besheret, it's going according to man the Yoma in Sheikh the Mezerken al Tomei Sheret. If you hold Zerken Sheikh the Mezerken al Tomei Sheret, so my male, what do you accomplish of being metame a person? He brings a Pesach Isha. So al Kochoch, it's going according to man the Yoma in Sheikh the Mezerken al Tomei Sheret. Fregt der Rishashe Chazaynish, aber das ist erschreckt. Toysis in the beginning of Eilu Dvorim says, if you hold, I feel you hold a Sheikh, the Mezerken al Tomei Sheret, if a person did not tell himself, he's Chayev Koret. Because he could have been Mesakin himself, he could have tabled himself. So the Mele, so they both asked, so what kind of Eitz is this? He wants to have a Hidr and a Pesach Sheini, so he's Metame someone with a Sheret, he's metame someone with a sheret, and he'll be chayiv koris. So I'm up the maise. What is pshat in this to be metame someone with a sheret? It's bishleim before we had an eitze. It was machzal machze. So you metame one person. So that's good. So you metame one person. Now you have roif tmeim. You have roif tmeim. So mamela now they can bring a pesachishin betumim. But to be metame one person, and he should bring up, and he should not bring up Pesach Rishon. So lechayre yischayev koret. This is what the Chazanish says, and the Rishash also is. The Rishash wants to answer that could be. We had yesterday. We learned about Tzadik Dalu Namad Beis. We had a Psakasha. How does Rabbi Lezer stim? Rabbi Lezer says that if he's oimed baskoifes hazor, that's a derech echoike, and he's part of a makom Pesach, even though he can come in. So the Gemara asks, what is this different than an orl, that's chayiv koris? So the Gemara said two terutzim. Abaye said, derech echoike letoy, and derech echoike letome. And Rav seemed to say, this is a machloike, what Rabbi Lezer really holds. So l'cheir, according to Rav, it comes out that the Tana that holds according to Rabbi Lezer that derech echoike is miaskoifes hazorim. So we see you don't say a svora afal gav b'motzi ayo. You don't say such a svora. Now you look by Asher Hushom. Now he's b'derech echoike, he's b'derech echoike. So according to Rav, this same Tana will hold if you have a person who's an oral or a tome, you look also by Asher Hushom. Now he's a Tomei. A Tomei is part of a Makovim Pesach. You don't make Cheshbonis. So the Rishash wants to say, could be this Gemara is going according to Rove. This Rashi is going according to Rove. So my Mele, there is not a Chi of Kores if you metame someone like they share. Mi boi lai shein shoichtim es ha Pesach ala yochid, koshe le Rashbe, de teipik lai mi bechol chukas ha Pesach, Rishe Nafkelon, Bepere Ko Ishe, Dein Shaita Noisal Al Yochid, Mesuchel Isboich Asa Pesach Bech. So the Taisvis understood Pshat in the Gemara, Zicha not the way we said B'Shem HaRishach. Taisvis understood Pshat in the Gemara Kipshutoi. She Ein Shaita Nasa Pesach Al Yochid, that a Pesach Sheini is not Nishchat Al Yochid. And Taisvis understood that this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't shech the Pesach Rishon al Yochid, because we learn how the Suchel is boich as a Pesach be'echot. So we may look, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't shech the Pesach Sheini al Yochid. So Taisa says, so why do you need a new Pesach of Yasu? It says, Kachol Chukas HaPesach. Es ist geholchu kasa Pesach. Es ist geholchu kasa Pesach. Es ist auch Pesach Rischen in Schäten alle Jochen. Es ist auch in Schäten alle Jochen. So hier, der Chazayn ist erst, lochere, also die Menschen, bevor das ist sicher ein different Ding. Da steht der Ding auf Mahadrina. Es ist klar, dass der Ding auf Mahadrina. Das noch nach mir sprechen, ich bin so gemorgen, Jume, das nun alles, das אפילו according to Rav Yehuda, in שייכנו זה פסח על היוחד, אז דווקא פסח איש, אינה פסח שני. וכן, this is, this, he says that's the longest. That a פסח שני, it says איש איש. She doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. But Tosfos has understood that this is Mamish Yenidin, and a little bit the evidence doesn't help. ויש לימא דלס לי אהו דרושה, this is a new Tana. He does know the drosha of a shaitness of Pesach ala yochid, by Pesach Rishon, or by Pesach Rishon, after the Mishum, like Gorami Pesach Shaini. Okay? The whole Makar of a shaitness of Pesach ala yochid, he learns from Yasu by Pesach Shaini. And we learn out Pesach Rishon and Pesach Shaini. This is a psalutan. Einach amami, according to Rav Yehuda, you will need this drosha of Yasu. This is a new tan. He doesn't hold not like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yosi. The Pesach stayed by Pesach Shaini. And he learns that Pesach Sheini, and Pesach Rishni learns that from Pesach Sheini. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbonim. Now we're going to explain the Shittas of the Rabbonim. Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. It says in the Pesach, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai, which seems that the Pesach Sheini is all the halachas of Pesach Rishni. Yochel. I would think, Kishem Sharishin also Babal Yiro Bal Yimotze, Kachsheni also Babal Yiro Bal Yimotze, Talmud Loimer Al Masis Umroirim Yechlu. Now this doesn't make too much sense. How do we learn that Al Masis Umroirim Yechlu that you're not Chayim Bal Yiro by Pesach Shem? So let us see Rashi. Rashi explains as follows. Tabaloima almatis amroyim yechlu, vohodot si klola olei, ribuye dum yedide. It says, almatis amroyim yechlu. And then later it says, a klal, the chol chukas apesa. So the chol chukas apesa is coming to be marbe dum yedide. Yemarbe dumye de prat. We have a prat of matzis and roiden. So we are marbe, we don't take it as a blank check, a chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisa. No, we're marbe dumye de protet. We have a prat of matzis and roiden, so yemarbe another mitzvah shall say dumye de matzis and roiden. V'chol mili lo yemrinen de nirda. But we do not say a chol chukas ha-pesach, we take a pshuta in a marbe all. The inkain, if that would be the case, kolhani proti lomali. So why does the Torah have to say, amatsi samreim lach yechlu, layashirem imenu ad boikem, betem loisish berubay. Why do you need all these protem? Kechol chukas ha-pesach, yasa waisai. So al kochoch, the klal is not marbe everything, it's only marbe dumye de prat. Uproto memayet techevosei. And the prat is memayet something which is also similar. Back to this and not something else. Kedemaforish lekama. And we'll see later in the Gemara how the droshes grow. The chlola de chol kukas apesach mahadrinin akula protet. We take the klal in the mahadrid and all the protim, leribuyoi, and we marbe the whole protim dum yedidei, we marbe another halacha dum yedidis prat, ulemuutein, we also memayit me protimam me dum yedidei. And each prat is a miyat afkamatus amroinim, and not another essay. Umechad me prote, and from one of the protim that it says, matinim bal yiro bal yimotu lekach, Obereise remuse meramze ve ozle. That now the bereise is meramit. Chloli my marbi, a proti my mimiti, u de chevosei marbi a mamit. So the lotion of the bereise is, כחוכו כספסך יעשו ויסה, יוכו כשם שרישן עושה בבעירו בימוצה, כך שאיני עושה בעירו בימוצה. That means, I would think, כחוכו כספסך is marbe everything. We take it as a blank check. Pesach Sheni is all chukas Pesach Ishin. Yes. Talmud loyme al matzis amreirim yechlu. So from this posik of al matzis amreirim yechlu, which isn't the first prak, so from this posik we see already that the kechol chukas a Pesach is not koilol all chukas Pesach Ishin. Because it would be koilol all chukas Pesach Ishin, why is it al matzis amreirim yechlu? So Memela, from here we see that it's a different Eifan Alimut. We have a Miut and a Ribui. So now we know that it has we Marbe a Mitzvah Saseh by Pesach Sheni like Pesach Isha. Kecholchu Kesa Pesach will Marbe another Mitzvah Saseh. Mitzvahs loisas, I mean, I'm, how do you know we're marbe another mitzvahs loisas? Talmud loimitz has another plot. Loyashira mimenu ad boikel. So we learn out another lav in Pesach Sheini, dumi de loyashira, which is one lav. Be'eli yela mitzvahs loisas, sheni tiklase. Loyashira is a lav in tiklase, so we're marbe another lav in tiklase. By Pesach Sheni, mitzvahs loisase gomor, how do we know that we're marbe by Pesach Sheni another lav, which is by Pesach Ishin? That's the three protim. So we have the three protim, amatzis amroirim, loyashiru, ve'etzim loyishkuru. So ma'apra, just like these three protim, is three different categories, mefurish, mitzvahs asei, these are the three halachas which the Torah was mafarad by Pesach Sheni. So of course, that's what we're marbe. We're marbe dunya de protein. So we're marbe another mitzvah sasei, another v'loi sasei shenitik lasei, and v'loi sasei goma. So now the Gemara starts explaining. Bechlolei, the matzis umroirim, maiko marbe. What are you marbe? That means we have, amatim umroirim yechlu, the mitzvah sasei, then it says, kecholchu kasapesa. So we marbe another mitzvah sasei, which is by Pesach Rishin, applies by Pesach Sheni also. Bechlolei, the matzis umroirim, maiko marbe, sliyech. Another mitzvah sasei, that the Pesach Sheni has to believe, sliyech. Now we said, Rashi explained that the Seder, we have a prat, and then we have a klal. So the klal is marbe, one thing more than the prat, and the prat is memayit, something that's not to me the prat. Beprotei mai memayit lei, what I mean, which mitzvahs I say is not applicable by Pesach Sheni, hashbos sir. So we say the mitzvahs asay of Hashbos HaSoyer is not by Pesach Sheni. Zesim Tashbis is not by Pesach Sheni. The mitzvahs al Tzliyesh is by Pesach Sheni. Like the Gemara Eipoch Hano, how do you know that we have a formula now, that we're marbe one asay and we're mamayit one asay? How do you know we're marbe Tzliyesh and we're mamayit Tashbisu? And the Gemara, mitzvah de gufei odit. Mistava, we're marba a mitzvah de gufa. Tzliyesh is a mitzvah de gufa Pesach Sheni. Hashbos HaSoyer is a mitzvah sasein at Avot Stodi. So it's mistava, we're marba a mitzvah de gufa. Look, the Gemara Vaita, Bechlole, the Loya, Shirim, Imen, Adboi, Kamai, Kamar, Bulei. What are we marba? Dumye, the Lava, Loya, Shirim, Imen, Adboi, this is the second prat. And with the Gemara, Loi, Soitzi, Imen. We're marbe that there's an issel to take out from the Pesach from one mokim to a second mokim. That also applies by Pesach Sheni. Befroti maikom amayit lei. What are we amayit from the prat of Yashiru? Which lava nitzik lesa we amayit? Lo yero avu lo yemot. So when the mitzvah is not by your own, by your motzei, by Pesach Shein. Eipach hano, like the Gemara, Efshe, let us be marbe by your own, and let us be mamayv loiseitzi mimenu, Moses mitzvah the group of Yodim, no? We have an alternative to be marbe mamayv, when marbe a mitzvah the group. Now we have in the third part is Alav Gomel. So what are we marbe dum yedetim le yishveru boy? Maiko marbe atoichlu mimenu no. So we marbe the isen of achilas no. Veprote maiko mamayet le tishrat al chomet dam zifre. We have mamayet apai Pesach Sheini, there's no isen of shrit al chomet. That the Gemara Eifor Hano, maybe Faker, and the Gemara Mitzvah the Gufay Odesh. So we're Marbe the Isher of Achilles, no, and we're Mamayet of the Sishcha Talchom. Let us see Rashi. Moisaz ve'en li shi'yiklal moisit alo prat sholasei matzus emroirem. Techevosei tzliyei shemitzvus asei uprat na'amim emayi techevosei ashbos asei umamayi tashbizu loisaz eminayim shi'yar v'aklal v'hen aprat yamayi loisaz et amaloy malay shir mimenu ad boike osif lo lo laduri alei l'ribui techevosei lavanu tekleset. So the klal is going to lo yashiru to be marba not alavan in the klesu. Ule mayet, and we me mayet me proti, with the prat me me mayet lo yiru to lo yimot, the lavshin in the klesu, ni nukin me posh me maskona. Hein li el, ule yisase gemurim minayim, she yarba klal me yimet ha prat, amin loymo, lo yishberu, because the klal la dur eler li rbui de chebose ime chlomo, amut chebose be proti kidu lakano. Beprote maiko memayet. What are we memayet on the protem? The whole protem mashme miyute dechevose. The hochi mashme hai this prat v'loi midi achine. So my mail to the Gemara says, what are we memayet from the S of Matzim Reir, Matzim Reir, yet, Ashbos Yisrael, Vavinami, Kim Mitzvah Saseh. There's also like a Mitzvah Saseh. Now the Lashon, Kim Mitzvah Saseh, is a little unclear. It's not Kim Mitzvah Saseh, it is a Mitzvah Saseh. But it's like, Vavinami, Mitzvah Saseh, what's Kim Mitzvah Saseh? Is perhaps we can say Al Kaponim for 2 minutes, later maybe we might have Charot of Al Kaponim. Now we can say, we learned in the beginning of Psochim, the Minchas Chinuch, in which the test brings down, Shitas Rashi is, that Ach B'yem Arishin Tashbisu, is not a mitzvah sasei bekumba sasei to start destroying the Chometz after Chatzois. No, Tashbisu means it should be mushbis by Chatzois. It's not a mitzvah bekumba sasei. The mitzvah kiyum is if a person doesn't have any chometz, he's also mekayim tashbis. He never had chometz in his life. Al kaponim, the ikir is that by chatzos he should not have any chometz by him. So lochayre, Rashi means to say perhaps it's not dumier than the other mitzvahs. Amatzus b'rem yachlu is a mitzvah kiyum. I mean, a mitzvah kum vasei, he should eat matzah more. Tliyesh is also a mitzvah kiyum. Rashi says, a mitzvah b'kum vasei. This is not a mitzvah bekumba say. Davanami kim mitzvah sasei. That means it's not, even though it's not bekumba say, but it's also a mitzvah sasei that one could be memayit. Loisase de moiser, lav anitik lesayu. Tersiv gaberishen vahanoiso mimen. Sarashi says that loyashiru is a lav anitik lesay, even though by the Pesach Sheini it doesn't say. But a Pesach Sheni, it doesn't say, hey, this is a mitzvah of Sreifas Noisa. By Pesach Rishon, it says it's a mitzvah of Sreifas Noisa. Now, we have to know, how do you know that this mitzvah's essay applies by Pesach Sheni. I mean, the way the Limudim are going now, we are Marbe, it seems we're Marbe, one mitzvah sasei, and we're Mamayat, one mitzvah sasei. Now all of a sudden, Rashi says that the mitzvah of Sreifus Kochim, the mitzvah sasei, of Sreifus Noisel, is by Pesach Sheni also, it's a lava nitzik lasei, because by Pesach Rishon it says there's a mitzvah sasei. So l'cheira, we have to know, how do we know that this mitzvah sasei is by Pesach Sheni also? To assume that Noisel is a lava nitzik lasei. Unless we be marbe two mitzvah sasei. I mean, it's So the Gemara says, which lav anitik lasei are we malbe by Pesach Sheni? Loisaiti. So Rashi says, lav anitik laesehu. This is a lav anitik lasei. The thief, bebayis echad yeyochel, loisaiti. Umashme, so Rashi says, pshat the posik, loisaiti laochloi. Elo bebayis echad yeyochel. So the bayis echad yeyochel, which says before the loisaiti, it seems we transplanted after the loisaiti. You should not take out the sara pesach from its mokin. Elo, no, what should be bebayis echad yeyochel? Ba'amoyd ba'harzakoy. So Rashi says that the essay from Bebayis Echad Yeochel, it was Nemro la'acher shehoytzi, should bring it back. Im heitziyoy, blesley la'aytano the tone of the kates at Tzoylin, ha'oichloy areze beloysat at the bottom of Soda Treife, and it's called Yotzach Huslam Chitoshin, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Tanya of this Baraisa holds that it doesn't passel. It doesn't passel the Boso. It's a lot, and it's a lot of anitik lasei. So Memele, for this we are mal. Why are we Memayit? V'lo yeroe. V'imnire tashbiseyu lo'oilom. No, we need it, as we say, Ba'ilamu ba'moid ba'ashbeis kol yemoy samoy. So this is a lava nitik lasei. This is a phrase, this is what the Gemara says, that the lava of Ba'yiroi is similar to the lava of Noisa, which is a lava nitik lasei, and this will be my, if after Noisa, in not Ba'yiroi, which is also a lava nitik lasei. Yeah. Now there's a very pertinent kasha that the Sfasemis asks. We are bimayit, we have here three potter. We have here an essay, a master of the Mechlu, we have here a lava nitik lasei, la yeshiv, and then we have a lava. And from all these three potter, we're bimayit shalosh techebosa. From the essay of Amasas Amroirim, we're Memayit, the essay of Tashbiso. From the love of Lo Yashiru, we're Memayit, the love of Nitik Lesa of Bal Yeroi. So Lochayre, if we're Memayit, if we are Memayit Tashbiso by Pesach Sheni, so then Bal Yeroi is not anymore love of Nitik Lesa. There's no Tashbiso by Pesach Sheni. So why do we call Bal Yeroi a lava nitik la'ese? This is already the Sfas Emes asks. So he has a psak cheshbon which is unclear to me, but maybe we have another problem. We said 2 minutes ago, I want to say according to Rashi that the essay of Tashbiso, Rashi said it's kim mitzvah sasei, once there's not a mitzvah sasei, because it should be mushbis by chatzois. L'chayre, that's very good, it should be mushbis by chatzois, but l'chayre, if we say now that bal yeroi, the lava nitik lese, so l'chayre, the lava nitik lese is that if you have chometz after it comes in Pesach, as he said, Tamoid v'hashbeis kol yemois hamoid. So weißt du, from this Rashi, that there's a mitzvah of hashbos kol yemois hamoid. A mitzvah bekum v'asei l'choylech. I mean, what's the lava did the class? He was over by Yero, so what's the Esa l'choylech is hamoid v'hashbeis. That, so l'choylech it seems the Esa of Tashbisu is bekum v'asei. So it doesn't stem with not only what we said before, which is this kafal, but doesn't stem l'chayr with the minchas chinuch. The chinuch says that the ach b'yemarishin tashbisu, according to Rashi, means it should be mushbis. But if there's another problem also, there's a problem that if I'm not mistaken, the Yitzchak has to speak about this. That means if we assume that the Bal Yiroh's alav anitik la'esek. So that means that by the lava Bal Yiroh, a person has chometz and Pesach, he doesn't get malchus because it's under the mitzvah saseh. I mean, how can you say there's a mitzvah saseh? The pasuk says, ach b'yayim marishin tashbisu seh mibateichem. The mitzvah saseh is ach b'yayim marishin. So al kochoch, where do we get a mitzvah saseh? Rashi says over here, the whole yontif, there's a mitzvah saseh of amoyd v'hashbeis. So where do we get this mitzvah saseh? Al kolchoch, we have to know the limudim, but al koponim, we learn how to express the soul from Hashem's chametz, that al kaponim, it seems that there is another limud that's megale besides the mitzvah saseh of ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu. There's also a mitzvah saseh of ashbosa b'chol yemei apesach. That al kochach, you have to say this according to all the rishon b'osi talav and itik la'esei. You have to know how we're megale that there's another mitzvah saseh. But al kaponim, and we see klo b'chol yem. So there's a mitzvah of tashbisu b'yom harishon. There's a mitzvah of tashbisu kol yomei samoyim. That's what the Pri Yitzchak wants to say. There's a gewaltic difference. The mitzvah of tashbisu b'yom harishon could be not over b'chol rega. Mitzvah of kol yomei samoyim could be ya over b'chol rega. So it's like b'yom shmini yimo b'sar olos. So Yemeshvini Yimol, some Mele, yes, it be Yemeshvini, Yemerish Tashbisa. You don't know like Rashi. The mitzvah starts, let's say, after Chatzai. So Yemerish Tashbisa. It doesn't say when, it doesn't say you have to start the next Rega. Well, Kapadim, it seems there are two mitzvahs of Tashbisa. The mitzvah of Tashbisa of Yemerish, the mitzvah of Tashbisa of Shah Yemeish Hamoye. So it could be, that means, so it could be as follows, that the miyot, first of all, Amatas Amrei Mechlu Mamaya Tashbisu. Could be that's the Tashbisu of Yom Harishon. That's the Tashbisu that by Chatzos it has to be Mushbis. That's that Tashbisu. But could be the other Tashbisu for some reason we're not Mamaya. So Mamela, so then we could say that Bal Yiroh should be a lot on this class. So here it says no, that Tavke Noiso is a Lavanitik La'esa by Tavke Noiso is a Lavanitik La'esa by Pesach Sheini, and not Bal Yiroh. So here we might everything already. Efsha. Bechlolei Be'etzim La'yishbu Reboi De'marbu La'isasa Gomo Maiko Marbi Al Teichlo Mimenu No V'chaye Be'Pesach Sheini. Why do we memayit leisishcha talchomet? The mutter leshochte alchomet. You're allowed to shech the kol pesach alchomet. Kedusnam master bechomet ime bebayit. Av al gav de kvar miyut leim ashbosu sermi bal yiro. Av amin an emilik sheloi b'shah shchite. Av al b'shah shchite loi loch yitzach lemutter leisishcha. I would think that the bal yiro and everything is sheloi b'shah shchite. But b'shashchita, you learn out that it has the leitishchat applies by Pesach Sheni also. So that's the third miyud that there's no leitishchat. The Gemara says, why? How do you know to be memayit a leitishchat and marba al toichlu? So the Gemara says mitzvah de gufei odif. Spas emis, and that tzadikei avot aleph is ma'ira, he doesn't understand why loy sishchat is a less a mitzvah de gufei than al toichlu mimenu no. The love is loy sishchat al chomet, the love is on the shchitis ha-pesach. Now al feshech tekov m'pesach when you possess chomet. But the love is on the shchitis, not on the possessing of the chomet. So Mamela, so why is Loisishchat less mitzvah the gufei than al toichlu mimenu no? I mean, even though it's dependent on chometz, but it's a lav the gufei, it's a mitzvah the gufei, it's a mitzvah in the Pesach, it's not a mitzvah in the chometz. Zok Taisvitz. Bechlole de matzis umroirim mai kamarbi tzliyeh. So, L'chayre, and that was the Lashon of Rashi, it would seem as follows, that the klal of each prat is marbe something dumi de prat, and then the prat is memayit dumi de. Mashme mishum matis umroire, since it says matis umroire, the koi klolo alei, in the klal kecholchu kasapesach, and up, we marbe everything dumya de prat, the koi tlole alei, marbinon tliyesh. Tafer marbe tliyesh, because the klal is going on each prat, and we marbe something dumya de prat. The tema, given the prat of klalu, this is a prat of klal, this klal, this oifen alimut, and you marbe dumya de prat, that's by klal prat of klal. But this is not a klal prato klal over here. This is a prato klal. The time of even the prato klalu, beloy matzis umroyim abinitz liyesh. V'chol mili. A prato klal will mab everything. A filosh bosu seir. Umiproti memaiti mikol chad v'chad chod emilse. It's a different limud in ganzen. It's a prato klal, and we mab everything, but we may it from each prat one thing. That's the slima. It's not a klal prat a klal. Kedama bereish merube. The masik al kol dvar peshe klal ribuye v'cholani proto lomali chad limutei avodim chad limutei shtores. Aber al kaponim. So it seems we mab everything from the klal, and each prat we may it one thing. So not beklolei de matzis umrori maika marbe, not because this is a marbe dumi de matzis umrori. Yeshloim at the same time, the vadai beloi matzis umrori yadin insli eish, miklolo. Miklolo, not a kelt, there's a klal, so we marbe everything. O matzis umrori mlo yosel umute yesh, mosu soir. Noki atai lishna beklolei de matzis umrori maika marbe tzli yesh, mishin zavoy lemitlach veipachanok. He wants to know what we're speaking about. We're speaking about the essay from the Mela. So the Muslims, the klal, which we memai from Matthew from Royal, had to know this to be Mab and this to be Mamai. But Enoch and Nami, you're talking Mab everything. Loisei simina bayis, peish pekuntres, the lava nitik lesu, the siva bayis echa yeyocha, loisei si, mashma loisei si, loisei si, loisei si, loisei si, loisei si, loisei si, loisei the kosher l'ri, heicha chashvinu le'lav anitik l'etze, v'olav shekod mo yesehu. L'lav anitik l'etze is mafke, after yoiva the lav, then the esse comes, and that's called l'lav anitik l'etze. But the esse comes to be misakin the lav. Here there's a mitzvah esse of a bayis echad yeochel before yoiva the lav. V'olav shekod mo yesehu, v'lechoshu l'lav anitik l'etze, k'damine pekbas to the makis. The prophet might come a maid, or yero, kamash moshe perishri becholsho, lo yero avenitik lesse, because the Gemara is medame lo yashiru, Gemara is medame lo yashiru, the bal yero to lo yashiru, just like lo yashiru is a lavenitik lesse. So this is also a lavenitik lesse. It's very interesting that Rabbeinu Hananel, when he brings down our Gemara, Ben Chananu says, "Beprotei memayet lo yiro velo yemotzei, v'domilei de lo yashiru mimenu lo yiloki davele lav shenitik lese, lo yiro velo yemotzei nami lo yiloki davele lav shein bei maise." That's what Ben Chananu says on the Amud Beis. So Koponim, and Rabbeinu Chananel, we see that you could learn this Gemara. I mean, this is not a Moindiki Gemara, and that's how they came up to Tchofna Gemara, that by Yeroz, Allah, and it's a classic. The Rish says, Mikan Mashme. What's Mikan? It's Muchach. But we see there's another Pshat in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel went to a different Pshat in the Gemara. He learned that that Bal Yeroz doime to Lo Yashiru in the sense that both you don't get Malkus on. But for different reasons. Bal Yeroz don't get Malkus, it's Lav Shem Bei Maise. The Lav is for possessing the Chomet. Noisa you don't get Malkus, it's a Lav in the classes. Zag the Gemara weiter. Harishain ton halu bachilos. Now the Gemara says that the Pesach Rishon needs halal b'chilosoi and not the Sheni, and both need halal b'chilosoi. V'na'ani mili. Omar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yitzchok. Omar Kros, Hashir Yiyeh Lachem Kelel Yizkar Deshchak. So the Novi is telling us that when Mashiach will come, will be Zeichel LeGeule, he will then say halal, just like they said, halal kelel is kaddish chag. Like they used to say, halal, Pesach by night, kelel is kaddish chag, azevet mezogen halal. We hear the apoka igre, the fractures that the halal was said then, Pesach night, so memele, so azevet mezogen halal, bebiyas hagoyla, shia yilachem, kelel is kaddish chag. So when the Pesach speaks about the halal, which is said by Leil is Kaddish Chag, that is said at night, Bishas Achilus HaPesach, so the Pesach is Mefarad Kileil is Kaddish Chag, Dinach, that it has Kedushas Achag. So the Chayre, you eat a Kolben Pesach two times in the year. There's a Pesach Rishon and a Pesach Sheni. So why, when the Pesach is speaking about the Halal of Laila, why does it say Leil is Kaddish Chag? Bais Tachoyis, Laila mekudish lechag ton halo. Laila shein mekudish lechag ein ton halo. The Laila that's not mekudish lechag does not need halo. Yeah. Dr. Rashi. Ashir yilachem b'yoyim shetigal lo min agolus. The leil is kaddish chag. The moish atem noigem l'shoire b'leil is kaddish chag. Hein l'chol leil chag lahatin shirah chutz m'leil ipsochem alachilosef. The leil ha-mekudish l'chag g'oyim pesach ishen. Shein mekudish l'chag g'oyim leil achilos pesach sheini she'ein ayontev. So then you don't say, you only say, Hallo, Bishas Achilus Pesach Rishen, which is Kaddish Chag, Reis Kedush Yitzchak. In the Sfas Emes, Teich HaDvorim, he asks the Ha'oreb, the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Megillah, that from the things which are only the mitzvahs by Yoyim, one of the mitzvahs is Amiris Hallo. Hallo Zotman no by Tov. In the Gemara Darshan from Apostles, it says the Mishnah Kala Yom Kosher Laki is Hallel. No Darshan Sal Apostik. Ve'a Hayoyim Osa Hashem Nagila V'nismach Aboy. So the Nagila V'nismach Aboy is Afke Bayoyim. Hallel is only said Bayoyim. It's not said Balaya. So Pesatech HaDvorim Nachsme Yes, he has a Kashe. Here it says is a Shir Kilel is Kaddish Chak. My Vaisa is going to Zogun. I mean, this is L'chei Radin and Hallel. Zeh HaYoyim Osa Hashem Nagila V'nismach HaBoy. That Hallel is only said by Yoyim. As is it the Gemara. So the Mele, does it mean Hallel is said at night also? Lulei de Mr. Finn, I wanted to say, Efsher Apsashtikol Charifis, the Goyin says in the Haggadah, says in the Pesach, V'gadda l'vimcha b'yoyim ahu. So it says, b'yoyim? I would mean me b'oid yoyim. The Mal says, no. B'avur zeh, b'shoh sheyesh matzah u'morer monochem l'fonech. So frek the goyim, so it's falaylo. So why does it say Bayoim Ahu? The Pasuk says we got to Levincha Bayoim Ahu. Bayoim. And Lamai says it's not Bayoim, it's Balayla. So why does it say Bayoim? So the Goyin is Mechadish that this Laila has a Dinyoim. That's what the Torah Megala gives it. This Laila has a Dinyoim. And with that it says, Pshat, Man Ishtano HaLaila HaZeh. That this Laila has a Din, has a Dinyoim. Zeh, it's a Lashon Zohar. He says, all Lailas, usually Yoim is Chai B'mitzvahs and Pot, and Lailas Potem in the Mitzvahs. It's like a Zohar is Chai B'mitzvahs and then a Kev is Potem in the Mitzvahs. So Memele, and here we see this is a night that's full of mitzvahs. So Memele, that's what he says, Pshat and the God. The man is Tana, a Laila Hazeh, we call a Laila, so all the Lailas are in the Kev, and this is a Laila Hazeh. Also good Balailu, another Doshnas HaMelech, this one Balailu Ahu, because that was also Leil Pesach. But upon him, the Leil Pesach has a Din Yoyim. As I said to go, that's the same person, he got to Levincha B'Yoyim Olayim, has a Din Yoyim. The Pesach calls it Yoyim. So I wanted to say, Vezoy is not Shver, the Sfas Emes asks, how do you say Halo Leil Pesach? It says, Zeh HaYoyim Osa Hashem Nagilav Anismach HaBoy. So I wanted to say that in the time it became listed to Eftach HaTzeis, they could see the Yoyim Tachet. That could be, that's Pshat in the Leil is Kaddish Ha. That's what I wanted to talk. But then the Chesachibah Gitrach, that it's not too good. I mean, if that is Tachet the Teret, like this, the Kash is Nishtu Gefelech. The Stamos of the Halal was said by Yoyim, and he hit up saying, Zeres HaKosom, Kaleil is Kaddish Ha. Maybe this is a special din. But if you say, because it falls into the category of Yoyim, say Bazoi, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? How do you know that you don't say Laila Pesach Sheni? Of course you don't say Laila Pesach Sheni. Because it's not Yoyim. The Pesach Rishin is as Vigata Levincha by Yoyim Ahu, so the Tehu is Megale, Pavul Zeh, that the Leil Pesach is called Yoyim. But Pesach Sheni, we don't have a Gili that it's called Yoyim, so if this is the Teretz, so Memela, we would have a different Teretz for the Gemara's Kasha. About Kaponim, so that's what the Gemara says. We have a drosha that the halal that said Balaila, the halal that said Balaila is only said but Kaleil is Kaddishtai, a yontav de Kaleil. That it's not a yontav de Kaleil, so therefore you don't see halal b'shas achil. Zev is zev to unim halal b'asiyon. But b'shas asiyat ha-pesach, b'shas shchitas ha-pesach. So then they do say halal. My time. Why did they say? So the Moses says two to look. Iboy yisayim laila kome mayit, yoyim loy kome mayit. They say this whole din of his kaddish chag is only balaylo. Balayl is kaddish chag. But the halal of yoyim, I don't even mean it. Balayl is the din of his kaddish chag. What does Rashi say? Laila the Pesach Sheini Mir. That's a Mir. It says Leil is Kaddish Ha. Avu Yoyim Shuzman Asiyosoy Loi Mir. Leil is Kaddish Ha. Rayu ke Pesach Rishin Shetan Halo B'Shah Shchitosoy. Kedamorim B'Tomit Nishrat Olakam Anamrini Nebim Shebeneim Tikul Am Shemim Akol Perik Ke Perik Zechol Deva Chidush. Now, before I take Pshat Nis Rashi, I want to say a Shtikul Ha'ore. L'chayre, the Poshet Pshat in the Gemara is that, why don't you say, how do you know you say halal b'shah shchitas ha-pesach shein? So the Gemara says, the whole din, the whole meat is leil is kaddish chag. Laila needs a din of his kaddish chag. Yoyim, you don't need his kaddish chag. L'chayr. So Manela, why not? I mean, you should say, just like Pesach Rishon, you say Pesach shein. The Gemara in Erchin, that you don't with days, asks, Akasha, why don't you say Halo Rosh Chodesh? Zumal says, Reishchedes ikre moyet. So it's called a yontef. So yontef you say halal. So why don't you say halal Reishchedes? And for the Gemara, loy agdish basiyas meloche. Reishchedes is not also basiyas meloche. Steve Ashir Yielochem Kalel is Kaddish Chag. She ain't Mekudish Lachag, ain't Ton Shire. You only say hello when it's Mekudish Lachag. The Trashi Mekudish Lathias Meloche. This is the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, you don't say hello because it's not Mekudish Lachag. So Lachere, so how do you say, and now the Gemara uses this pasuk to tell us, That b'shah shchitas a Pesach, you do say halal because this is leil mekudesh chag. So what is the where's the kedushas chag by Pesach, by erev Pesach? Is lulei the mistafine? So I thought pshat is as follows. We learned in the beginning of Mokim Shenogu. This has been done in Yerushalmi. Says Tizbach as a Pesach be'erev, ein ebedin shetei osik b'melachtecho b'kabon chakorit, bo akosav lo osroi b'meloche b'shor shenishchat pisroi. Shein ebedin shei kabon ekorit bo osik b'melachte. Then Taisvis daf nun, it would seem that it's also min ha-teire, that there is a meloche of Shah Shchitas HaPesach, that are the Reis of the Kedin. Yishalmi asks us, so what's every day, the Mak of the Tomit, Yid HaPosik that tells us that you're allowed to do Malach every day. Taisus Weiss to Chais, it's a Din, when you Mak of a Kolb, and a Mak of a Pesach, it's Ichazai, by the Tomit should be like this without a Gili Akrop, that when you Mak of a Kolb, it's also B'Malach, it's Mekudish B'Malach. The Rambam, Perek Vav, Aloche Tes, Mehilchas Kli Migdash says, B'yoyim shahoyu mevim eitzim l'maroche, that was also a type of a kolm, hoyo lahem kemo yontef, basurim boi behesped, betaynis, basiyas meloche. So you see from the Rambam, it's a yontef to kedim, it becomes a yontef, but it's also a meloche. The Rambam was also a rabbonin, the Rai, the Meisr, a wakaponin, well, Taisus holds it, Taisus I say, and Daphne holds it to the Reis. So it becomes a yontif. So Memele, so could be Pshat in the Gemara is, the Gemara says that Balaila, you don't say Halo, because it says Leil Mekudish Chak, and the Laila of Pesach Sheni, is that Mekudish Chak? By Yoin you do say, why do you say? Because it is Mekudish Chak. Because B'shah Shchitas HaPesach, it's Mekudish Chak. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara. So a different pshat in the Gemara. Laila kome mayit. Why? Because it's not mikudish chag. Yoim loy kome mayit. Because it is mikudish chag. Those who brought the Pesach Sheni, it's a yontif for them. So a mail it is mikudish chag. Could be that's pshat in the Gemara. Now, if in Kainim anachnu, that's not going to understand Rashi. Rashi says, Laila the Pesach Sheni miyay. Avul yoyim shuzman asi yosoy, loy mi, period. Vareyu ke Pesach rishin sheton halal b'shah shchitos. Now Rashi says, how do I know that you say halal by Pesach rishin? So Rashi brings a gemot, demrinu betomet nishrat, this is Rashi shitin tomet nishrat, b'shah shchitos ha-pesach, we hear the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, who says the halal, Rashi says, the kitte said the halal, Taisa says the Levim said the halal. We said then over from the Biskerov that according to Rashi, both in them, it's the Levim said halal between the Shira ala Kolben and the Israelim said halal al their din of halal. We're speaking about Bechayra, their din. The din of the Israel. So Rashi says, how do you know you say halal b'shah shchitas ha-pesach? With Rashi lekamon, amrinim, Levim shebeinayim tiknu lehem, she oimrim al kol perik o perik v'chol devar chidush. Now, the Gemara later says a little different to Loshen. Neviim shebinei, mi tiken halo. So the Gemara says, Neviim shebinei, im tikno halo, samach leikis harishoinim, if it's a darabonon or a daraisa. oder sei der dreiste Tage. Aber al kaponim, neviim shebineim tiknu sheya imrim halo al kol perik o perik, va al kol tzoro shaloi tove yaleyem uch sheni golem imrim halo. So the, you say halo two times, al kol perik o perik. Tach mi kol perik, perik means each yontif you say halo. And you also say halo al kol vachidish, chod vachidish, tach mi rash means this is the second time when the called Tzore Shalei Tovi Alei Bakshani Golem Imenu Psagu'ula from a Tzore, you also say Hal. Rashi says that can go in Chanukah. Fine. So Al Koponim, there's two times you say Hal. You say Hal Al Kolperik, which is a Yontif, and you say Hal by when you niggle from a Tzore. So how does Erev Pesach come in? Rashi says, you know why you say Hal Bashash Chitas HaPesach? The Rashi brings down this Gemara. What shayches does this Gemara have with Shechitas HaPesach? But in Kainim Anachnu, that Fakert, you only say Hallo when it's, you need the Mekudish Lechak. You only say Hallo when it's a Yontif. And Bishas, when you Shech become Pesach, it's a Yontif Taket. The Shechitas HaPesach makes, so it's a Yontif. That's how called Perik HaPerik. This is a Yontif. This becomes a Yontif. So that's Rashi says, Avu Yoim, Shu's man, Asi Yosoi, this man is Mishas Yeshechtet, Loi Miet, Verei Kepesach Ishin, and you say, Halal, Al Kopeiri Kepeiri. The boy is saying it, and the Gemara says, maybe I'll tell you another reason. Avshe Yisrael Shechten Es Pisrein, Benoitl Es Loveim, Ben Himrem Halal, this is also a man, the Yom Avaitet Av Kuf Yudzayim, but Yizichah say, he say, Halo b'shach shchitas ha-Pesach. The Trashi Efsher, the Kivin, the Dvar Mitzvah, who tolen Halo. Since it's a Mitzvah, it needs Halo. Reitun Sulveim, agav Geror Enos, with the Braisi, Hochi, v'Perik Bas. Is Lulei the Mistafina, I think Pshat and Rashi is, these two terutzim of the Gemara, if you say hallo al the posik laila kome mayit yoim loy kome mayit, or do you say hallo al the posik efshi yisro shaykhtem es pitzchayim veinayim rem hallo? Tarashi says the kibin the dvar mitzvot ton hallo. So that's the mir the shayla is, why do you say hallo b'shashchitas ha-Pesach? The first lashon of the Gemara held, you say, Halo b'shach shchitas ha-Pesach al tziyontif. Leil iskadish chag, but you only say Halo by iskadish chag. Reish chodesh, you don't say, because it's not iskadish chag. So Mameluk wanted to say, the first text of the Gemara holds like Tosfos, that could be, Erev Pesach b'shach shchitas ha-Pesach is iskadish chag. It's also b'maloch, minatayre could be. The second teretz of the Gemara says, you don't, it's not a yontif. You don't say, the Erev Pesach is not a yontif, it's not a chol perik haperik. It's not that halal. It's not a halal of a yontif. It's a halal that's said on mitzvah. Rashi says, the given the dvar mitzvah ton halal. We have to realize which mitzvah is, I mean, the Lashon of Rashi is very unclear. The given dvar mitzvah, when you put on tefillin, you don't say halal. You have to know when you do say, when you don't say. But al kaponim, it seems there are certain mitzvahs which the mitzvah is mechayiv halal, Pesach, lulav. This is the lulav. It's like ozir anu kol atayol. I mean, that's like it's a mitzvah that's mechayiv shira. But al koponim, the Gemara seems to tell that Pesach is also a mitzvah that's mechayiv shira. But could be this is the nachkimin between the two mahalchim and the Gemara. If the chiyiv halal is al chag, it's iskadish chag bayoyim, but the chiyiv halal is al the mitzvah. B'nei Cholin Tzli, we hear weiter in the Mishnah that Pesach Sheni is Nechol Tzli. Shabbos, and then it's a weiter, it's Teiches HaShabbos. Shabbos in Tumeloi. But it's not Teiches Tumet, it's not Vobet Tumet. Masnis in the Loi Krab Yudah. The Sanya, we learned from Bereise, Teiches HaShabbos, Vein Teiches HaTumet. Ab Yudah Ima, Af Teiches HaTumet. Ab Yudah says it's Teiches Tumet also. Doiches HaShabbos, Rashi says, the B'sheini k'sibbei b'moyadoi, l'mandio m'kobne shalika m'yadei b'sheini, so b'moyadoi is going on Pesach Sheni, according to Rav Nosson, according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it's going according to Rebbe Rabnochum, it's going on Pesach Sheni. So, B'moyade means it'll be Shabbat. So the Tanakhama hold, but it doesn't go on Tumim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it goes on Tumos. It's my time of the Tanakhama. Mipnei Tumim the Chisid, you would matre from bringing a Korban Pesach Rishon because of Tumim. And that's why Ish Shia Tumim, he doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Is Yarzel V'Yasa B'Tumim, so now the Pesach Sheni should be B'Tumim. So the Dvar Shmuel wants to say Pshat Ligamore, to go on the Sprosh of Moyadoi, so B'Moyadoi means as follows, that Moyadoi is only going on Shabbos, I can't call on Tumim, because the whole Dichay of Pesach Rishon was because of Tumim. So the Pesach Sheni should be B'Tumim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Atayre Chosro Lov Lasei Sei Betare. The Torah wanted to bring a Pesach Rishon Betare. Lo Yizoche, Yasa Betume. You can't bring Betare, so it brings Betume. So the Dvar Shmuel says, Pshat, that he taken Yod Vos Darshan from Mayadi. Mayadi goes to Fulu Betume also. He doesn't hold this for it. Taisvis in Yumedach and Aleph seems, Taisvis brings a Gemara over there. So the Drosh is nothing but Mayadoi. The drosh is kechol chukas haPesach yasa oisov. You should make Pesach Sheni like Pesach Rishon. So Taisu says as follows: the Chachamim hold just like by Pesach Rishon, muotim don't bring betume, only merubim. Pesach Sheni also muotim don't bring betume. That's the small the Tanakhamet. And Rabbi Yehuda darshan just like by Pesach Rishon, in order that the Pesach should be in this battle. So if Merubim bring a Pesach Rishon Betume, why didn't that Pesach Sheni? A Muad brings a Pesach Sheni Betume.